This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Republic Day Parade 2025 will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has expressed confidence that India's growth will remain between 6-8%. Talking to a TV channel in Davos, Mr. Vaishnav said that most semiconductor industry leaders believe today that India will join the top 3 destinations for semiconductors in the coming years. Talking about the artificial intelligence, the minister added that many experts advise that India should strive to become the use case capital for AI. He added that experts believe that India can take the lead in AI services just like it took the lead in IT services. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Corporate Office of the National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation, NUCFDC, in Mumbai today. On this occasion, several key initiatives in the cooperative sector will be launched to further strengthen Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi. Mr. Shah will also release the annual calendar of activities for the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, launch training programs for 10,000 newly formed multi-purpose cooperative societies across the country, and introduce a ranking framework for primary cooperative societies. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of next month. The Halwa ceremony marks the beginning of the lockdown at the Finance Ministry, after which no official is allowed to leave the Ministry compound. The budget team will only leave after the Union Budget is presented in the Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Bihar today. The Vice President will attend a function at Samastipur in Bihar on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur. The birth anniversary function has been organized at Karpuri Gram, in which several dignitaries, including Governor of Bihar Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Devotees and pilgrims are reaching Prayagraj every day in large numbers to attend the Mahakumbh 2025. So far, over 10 crore and 21 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the ongoing Mahakumbh. The 45-day Mahakumbh, which began on 13th of this month, will continue till 26th of February. President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, has arrived in New Delhi last night ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. President Prabowo is the chief guest of this year's Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margareta received him at the airport in the national capital. During his 4-day visit, Indonesian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. US President Donald Trump signed an order last night to create a cryptocurrency working group, fulfilling a campaign promise after he quoted cash from digital asset companies pledging to be a crypto president. Odisha Warriors have been the first team to qualify for the inaugural edition of the Women's Hockey India League HIL, despite the 3-2 shootout loss to Delhi SG Pipers at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday. The Odisha Warriors managed to seal their spot in the finals. Meanwhile, in men's HIL, Tamil Nadu Dragons won the penalty shootout 4-3 against Hyderabad Tufans after a Pool B match ended 2-2 in the draw at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.